AP News, I'm Hayley Tony. The TSA says most of its officers received most of their back pay today for working during the shutdown. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated in an interview with the Financial Times that he wanted to take Iran's oil and suggested American troops can seize the country's Karg Island export hub. AP's John Gambro reports that Iran currently maintains control over a crucial shipping route.
All this comes as Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about 20% of the world's oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Now, though, only a few ships a day are going through, and those must have Iran's permission.
AP's Julie Walker reports Air Canada's CEO will retire this year after his English-only crash message was criticized.
Air Canada announcing Monday CEO Michael Rousseau will retire this year following criticism for his English-only condolence message with French subtitles after a crash on the runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport killed the two pilots.
Hello, bonjour. I'm Michael Rousseau, President and CEO of Air Canada. Today is a very somber day at Air Canada.
Canada is an officially bilingual nation. Prime Minister Mark Carney and others criticized Rousseau and called for his resignation. Rousseau apologized, saying his French was subpar, even though he was taking lessons. Meanwhile, the NTSB investigating how a fire truck ended up crossing the runway as the Air Canada jet was touching down, the plane careening into it. Julie Walker, New York.
The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in afternoon trading. The Dow was up 257 points, and the Nasdaq was 0.1% lower.
Actor James Tolkien of Top Gun and Back to the Future fame has died. He was 94.
We're on these stories on APNews.com.
This is AP News.
AP's Charles de Ledesma reports Antonio Banderas has joined crowds at Malaga's Palm Sunday processions, marking the start of the official Holy Week in Spain.
After singing a hymn inside Malaga's Church of Saint Jean, Antonio Banderas, dressed in a traditional penitence robe, gave the order to set in motion the float on which the bearers carry the Virgin of his brotherhood, tears and favours. Participant Rosalia Prieto says Banderas is just a very simple, down-to-earth person. I haven't seen him, she says, and I don't know if I will, but that's not why I'm here today. The purpose is faith and to accompany the Virgin. Palm Sunday, the first major day of Holy Week, marks Jesus' triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, days before his crucifixion, which Christians commemorate on Good Friday, and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinchwani, AP News.